Now, have you given your consent for companies to use your name and address for junk mail and direct marketing? It's possible you may have done so without even realising. Earlier on in the programme today, we heard from Barbara, you and yours listener, whose 29-year-old son, who has Down syndrome, but was sent a letter by Wonga offering to lend him money. Barbara was really unhappy that the letter claimed to have Ravi's consent for letters like this, when he can neither read nor write their literature and is incapable of giving his consent. Henrietta Harrison has been investigating this for us.
Yes, Peter, our research found that Wonga had in fact just lifted Ravi's details off the open electoral register without consent, which is entirely legal. In fact, if you don't opt out of the open register, then Wonga and any other company is free to use your name and address without consent. Barbara isn't happy. She thinks it was wrong for her son with Down syndrome to be targeted by a company offering loans. She did have the option to opt out from the register, but told me why she wanted her and her son to be on there.
Well, that is what we've always done, and that's the normal thing. What you have to do is to ask not to be on the open register, and there never seemed to be any reason not to be. Well, I've used it myself when I needed to check somebody's address, when perhaps I couldn't remember the number or I wanted to know the postcode.
It's sort of like being in a phone book. Is that how you perceived it?
Yes, I did, although the phone book's no use anymore.
The opt-out option explains that you can still vote, even if you do opt out. Mm. And it does say that any person, company or organisation can buy the information, can buy the database effectively. Were you not even aware of that? Did you read it?
I think I read it, but I didn't really take that much notice of it. I assumed that most of my junk mail came from companies that were buying from each other.
Because it's not explicitly saying, and they're going to send you junk mail, or
no,
they're going to engage in direct marketing.
No, it doesn't. I don't think most people have considered that it was risky putting their name and address on the public roll.
So what sort of message do you think should be on there?
I think it should be explicit that companies can buy your name and address and for targeting purposes, and that as a result might get junk mail. Because I think that's something that a lot of us are trying to avoid as much as possible. It's interesting that Northern Ireland have found it a good idea, and it hasn't been copied here.
Now you have this information, you know where Ravi's address and name has been found from. Will you opt out on behalf of him?
Next time I will opt out on his behalf. Whether my husband and I will opt out, I'll think about. But certainly I don't want his name there where he can be targeted and bothered. And you don't want this sort of mail, do you, Ravi?
No.
So you don't want to borrow money from strange people, do you?
No.
I would like a message such as the one that Northern Ireland uses already to be included with the electoral notes that we receive when we register annually.
So, Henrietta, what does it actually say on the electoral registration form?
Well, we looked at the forms used across the UK. On the form used in England and Wales and the one for Scotland, there's an opt-out box for the open register. And it simply says, the open register can be bought by any person, company or organisation. For example, it is used by businesses and charities to confirm name and address details. Your name and address will be included in the open register unless you ask for them to be removed. So, no mention of junk mail and direct marketing. But as Barbara says, the form for Northern Ireland is much clearer. Next to their tick box to opt out of the open register, it says, anyone can buy a copy of the edited register, including companies that send junk mail. If you don't want your details to appear on the edited register, tick here. And the further advice on the form warns that any person, company or organisation, including junk mail companies, can buy a copy of the edited register for business activities such as marketing. So it's completely clear on the electoral registration form used in Northern Ireland, but not on the form used elsewhere in the UK.
Henrietta Harrison. Well, we asked the government why the forms for England, Wales and Scotland make no warning about junk mail. And the Cabinet Office told us they'd recently improved the guidance on the forms and they include explicit wording about the purpose and use of the open register. We've checked the forms, though, and there's no mention of junk mail or direct marketing there. The Cabinet Office also said that the open register delivers a number of social and economic benefits, including helping charities to locate missing people and finding bone marrow donors. Robert Rykoff is from the campaign Stop Junk Mail. Robert, what do you make of this?
Well, I think the statement from the Cabinet Office is quite disappointing, and I feel that it's typical marketing speak.
But wouldn't you accept that it does have some social benefits, like the ones they've listed?
Arguably, yes, but I think the main issue here is that what the statement and what the forms fail to mention is that the data on the open register may be used for any purpose. And I think, you know, that's quite an omission. That's quite something not to mention to voters when they register to vote. Because, you know, why would you agree to your local council selling your name and address to anyone on a no questions asked basis? You know, if any company would do that, it would be a breach of the Data Protection Act. So it's wrong, and it's even worse, because if you read the form, and you read out the short version of the text that describes what the open register is about, you know, the form is designed to discourage people from opting out. And I think that's not something the Cabinet Office should be doing. The Cabinet Office should be putting people in a position to make an informed decision about whether or not they want to opt out.
But the office also told us they've got no problem with an open register, provided people can opt out and they're given enough information to decide, and they get very few complaints about it.
Well, I think the reason that I get very few complaints about it is that, you know, it's a bit of a shady trade in personal data, because they're usually list brokers that buy a copy of the open register and then they sell it on to individual junk mailers. So they don't get a lot of complaints because people really don't understand where the junk mail is coming from, who is selling their personal data to whom. So in that sense, credit to Barbara for finding out.
So briefly, Robert, would you just, and please keep it brief, would you just advise everyone to opt out? Is that your answer?
Well, I think ideally the open register should be scrapped. The electoral register shouldn't be used as a commodity. But yes, until that happens, everybody should opt out.
Robert Rykoff, thank you very much for joining us.